www.goose.gov.
Travel log continues in a manner of speaking, 7 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program is Friday, the 21st of January, 2011, from Lake Havasu City, Arizona, place to which, is that the correct English? Yes. To which I have become accustomed. I have been here, I think, 4 times this past year, which is more than I usually visit, but I have business interests out here, so I often find myself coming to this studio and to this radio station, which is KNTR, the talk of the tri-state. We're sort of fixed right in the middle of Nevada, where it comes together with Arizona and California. So people are listening to this radio station in that area, and, of course, people in hundreds of radio circumstances around the country. I like doing this. This is I was just telling one of the folks here at the radio station that doing this enables me to get really close to a lot of the people that listen to the radio program, the folks who are running radio stations that carry the program. So it's a good exercise and in learning what I need to do in a constant process and a business that needs constant learning and constant attention. But also on the selfish side, I get to see the beauty of this country, and I try to express that in ways that hopefully will convince you that I am sincerely interested in seeing all of the aspects of this country. So when Bob and I, Bob Kay, who's my general manager and my traveling partner on these trips, when we set out to figure, okay, where can we go? We haven't been here. What can we do to dodge the weather where we need to at various times? So I go out normally in December across the country to the west, bring Charlotte, who's been a very good traveler this week, she usually is, get her to California for a couple of months and get myself there for a couple of 3 months. And on the way, there is just an overwhelming opportunity to see some great, great stuff. And somebody said to me here at the station, how do I do this? I do it very easily. I get into the car, put the key in the ignition, and we drive. And this stuff doesn't bother me. I think Bob's had enough. Charlotte, I know, has had enough. She looked at me this morning when we woke up in the bed in the hotel, and I can just tell by looking in her eyes, she's saying to me, nah, not another day of this. But as you can tell by listening to me, it really does charge me up. I think that from that perspective and the learning perspective, we get a briefing. It's kind of like Charles Carralt, only a lot faster. And so I'm pleased to be able to tell you more about areas. And as we go into each of these areas, I sort of like to compare and contrast what the areas that I'm in are about versus where you may be, or versus what you think of various places. You're maybe thinking about a retirement, you're planning, and you think, okay, do I want to go this part of the country or that part of the country? Well, I will tell you, I'm not working for the Chamber of Commerce, but this place has a lot of good things going for it. And so in light of having the Chamber of Commerce as the chief salespeople, we have Lisa Kruger, who is the president of the Lake Havasu Chamber of Commerce here. One of the things that you can be proud of this weekend are all of the folks that are in town for the Balloon Festival. Is that what you call it, or is it Winter Fest? What is this called?
This is the Havasu Island Balloon Festival.
The Island Balloon Festival.
Yes, because it's on the island across the London Bridge.
All right. So is this copycatted from Albuquerque? Or how does this come about? I don't mean that in a negative sense, but it's a big thing in Albuquerque.
You know, I think our Lions Club and one of our Rotary Clubs here were looking for a really spectacular event for Lake Havasu City.
Right.
And they brainstormed, and a few of them had been to Balloon Fest in other parts of the country, and they thought, why not do it here? Yeah. We have the weather, we have the scenery, let's do it. And they started working on this just about a year ago, and here we are.
So is it like, this is, I think of in the eastern part of the country, we have our fairs in the fall. We have the eastern, every fair, I think from Ohio, maybe even Indiana, across and north of the Mason-Dixon line, everybody's got a fair or an expo.
Mm-hmm.
in late August or September or through October. Is that what this is kind
of? We just have a reverse season here.
Uh-huh.
We have, from the beginning of January, really, I call it event season because it starts right after Christmas, and we have the Balloon Fest this weekend. We have a rodeo next weekend. We have a Winter Fest. You mentioned Winter Fest. We do have a Winter Fest coming up February 12th and 13th. We have a wonderful event then the President's Day weekend in February when the Western Pyrotechnics Association comes to Lake Havasu City for their annual convention. So we have
four. Wait a minute, hold on a second.
Wait.
This is a firecracker convention, right?
Right, firecracker convention. They come here. They come here to show off their latest fireworks, and Lake Havasu City gets treated to fireworks for three or four
really?
Nights in a row. It's right. awesome. You know, yeah. where else can you do that?
Not many places, actually, unless it's the 4th of July and you're in Washington.
There
That's
you go.
That's probably about it.
There you go.
So I'm told the Chamber of Commerce has an ale or a beer. What is the, there's an official Lake Havasu cream ale.
That's correct.
Richie's listening to this very attentively. All right, explain what this is about.
Well, this is our 40th anniversary year. So to commemorate our anniversary, we thought it would be...
40th anniversary of the city or...
Of the Chamber of Commerce,
chamber,
since
right.
the Chamber was incorporated.
Right.
So we thought it would be a great idea. We are a pretty social group of people in Lake Havasu City. You
right.
know, it's a...
Does that mean you like to have a couple of pops at the end of the day here?
Well, you know, I won't go and say yeah. that... We do wait till 5 o'clock.
Congratulations. No martini lunches then, is that it? There's a rule
right,
against martini
right,
lunches.
Right. So we worked with one of our local brew pubs, and they brewed us a beer just to celebrate our 40th anniversary. So it's called Commerce Cream Ale.
Are you going to love the name of this company? It's Mud Shark Brewery. I suppose we ought to ask the derivation of mud shark. What is there? Do we have sharks in the mud in the lake here or what? We have piranhas, I know that.
Well,
from
we have,
the movie.
We have, yeah, those piranhas are not real piranhas.
Oh, no? Oh, damn.
Unless you want to pretend, you know,
okay,
that's
right,
up to
yeah.
you. I think the mud shark, I'll be honest with you, I'm not quite sure where that came from, but we do have a park and a beach here that's called, now it's called Rotary Park, but it used to be called Mud Shark Beach. So the folks that own Mud Shark have been here for
Would
quite
you say
some time.
This is a microbrewery?
It is a microbrewery.
In terms of a lot of the cities around the country have... These, you know, you go into the place, a great ambiance for a burger and a brew.
Right,
and you
right.
see the big copper kettles.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that kind of.
It's that kind of a. It's that kind of an establishment,
yeah.
and they do a good job. They usually have six or seven brews, you know, on draft at any time.
Do you have any
time.
Local wines?
We do not have any local wines.
You can't really grow grapes around here, right?
Well, you'd have to work at it. You yeah. know, our temperatures probably wouldn't be too.
Well, there's a lot of. I mean, is there any real farming? Around here, the soil's pretty...
There is farming, not right here in Lake Havasu City area, but there is farming north of us on the up near Laughlin, Nevada, Bullhead
right.
City up there in the Mojave Valley, and then there's farming to the south of us in the Parker Valley. And those are farming areas that are possible because they're irrigated with water from the
right.
Colorado
it takes,
River.
It requires irrigation,
right,
anything
right.
around here.
And that those both of those agricultural areas are on Native American reservations, mm-hmm. and so they lease the land and grow a lot of cotton and different things like that. So.
Now, I'm also noticing... As we drove across New Mexico and Arizona, it used to be the purview of Nevada to have casinos.
Mm-hmm.
Appears that casinos are growing out of the desert, kind of like the crops we were just talking about. They don't need to be watered, though.
No, they just need coins and dollar bills.
So,
inserted on a regular basis.
Is there a saturation point? You got to wonder.
Well, you know, in Arizona... The state doesn't allow casinos anywhere but on Indian reservations.
Right.
So that's where you will find them in Arizona. New Mexico, I'm not sure what the law is there.
Yeah,
but
anybody
there
who's
are,
got a dime can start a casino.
Yeah, yeah.
You go to Laughlin, which is, what, 25, 30 miles
yeah,
from
about
here.
60, is it, 45,
is it that,
50 miles.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
all right. Mm-hmm. And there's right, that's where, again, sort of the, that's really where the three
mm-hmm.
states come
mm-hmm.
together. And you go over the river, and you can. It's Nevada, and
there's
casinos. Are,
yeah, seven or eight.
Yeah, they're right
yeah,
all over the place.
Tall, they're you know high-rise hotel
yeah,
buildings,
right.
and so it's
yeah.
kind of a little tiny Las Vegas.
If you're
Vegas.
Losing your sight, you think you've gotten to Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
But so people from this state find it comfortable. Is that an attraction to living here? The fact that you can go if you really love casinos and gambling and that kind of stuff. You don't have the same. I don't know much about the tax structure for these areas. Where is it better to live? You're going to tell me it's better to live
here. Of course it's best to live in Lake Havasu City.
What a foolish question.
If I went to my office and didn't say that, my key might not fit in the lock. You know, I think it's probably really attractive for the retired folks. You know, I think that they really enjoy going up to Laughlin and going to the casinos. We also have a casino just across the lake from us here on the California side. You just go across the lake. It's called Havasu Landing, and it's operated by the Chemehue Bay Indian Tribe. So you really don't even have to leave Havasu. You just get on the boat and go across the lake, and you can be at a casino.
The boats, the lake, really an important thread in this community's thriving and surviving, isn't it?
It is all about the lake, really.
Yeah, it really is about the lake.
You know, we do have manufacturing, and we have a lot of other businesses, but I really believe that every business in this town is touched by the fact that we are a tourism destination.
All right, so there are a lot of great websites that I'm coming across here. Obviously, you're a website for the Chamber of Commerce in Lake Havasu. We were talking earlier to Gary Kellogg, mm-hmm. who is the president of the Partnership for Economic Development. They have a really great website.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a danger to bringing too many people, many businesses into here too fast? Can the infrastructure, so because this town is growing unbelievably.
Well, you know, depending.
And is it, they're going to put a state university here, apparently?
That's the plan. You know, I think if the growth is managed properly, I don't see that it's a problem. I'm sure Gary told you about the business park that the PED has established and has its first tenant. So depending on what type of a business it is, if, you know, light manufacturing, we're ready to go. You know, we have room for retail. We've got a beautiful new shopping. We call it the mall, although really it's not a covered mall.
Both sides of the road, coming to 95, they're everywhere.
We call the one that now houses our Dillard's and our great big beautiful new JCPenney's. They call it a lifestyle center. Is what they call it because the stores are next door to each other.
It's a movie theater. I wouldn't ever go to the movies down there.
Beautiful movie theater.
One of the times I was here.
Mm-hmm. So it's lovely, and there's room there for retail growth. There's, you know, we have a lot of professional offices. Lake Havasu City has great medical facilities, and we have great doctors. And in fact, a lot of people from the tri-state area come to Lake Havasu City because we have such a great medical, community. Great doctors, great specialists. We have a great heart center here. You can have open heart surgeries, even though, you know, it's a small town, but we can do some good things.
She's a great salesperson for the area. Lisa Kruger is the president of the Lake Havasu Chamber of Commerce. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything? Wish you could regain that feisty factor of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. If you are feeling tired or less energetic with decreased motivation and drive, studies have shown that the major common cause is decreasing testosterone.
Try ProGene Daily Complex. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone.
Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. Effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
You can try ProGene absolutely free. Call 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597. Hurry, free samples are limited. 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked. Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes. The next generation of alternative smoking.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Yeah, Barry Manilow is a superb, superb performer. But the show really got to me, not only because I've always been connected to the emotional side of his songs.
Did you tear up a little?
I did. Yeah.
I knew it.
Barry Manilow made you cry?
I had a tear in my eye.
But let me ask you what your date thought about this.
About what?
Looking over and seeing you weeping at a Barry Manilow concert.
Are you kidding? I'm telling you, any woman that would see a man sensitive enough to cry at a Barry Manilow concert would be planning weddings.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
All right. So because we're playing the tag team match with Doug this morning in Lake Havasu, Roberta will be doing her queen of cheap just a couple of minutes early now, but she's got a lot of deals for you. So there she is, and if you go to DougStiffin.com right now, you can play along as she reads them. Roberta?
I love Freebie Friday. I don't know about you.
You do?
Yes, I do. I love Freebie Friday. Just for us girls, Jen, or is it we girls? Us girls or we girls? Just for us girls? Free sample of CoverGirl Nature Luxe Foundation.
Now, why can't I get that?
You could.
You could if you wanted to wear a foundation. I mean, some guys wear a foundation. Guys in TV wear a foundation all the time,
right? Yeah, I'm sure they do.
Well, they do. I mean, even Brian Williams wears, my hero wears foundation. You know, it's part of the TV thing.
Okay.
And then if you want to take a picture of yourself wearing foundation, Snapfish has a free 20-page photo book. It expires the 22nd, so don't wait to get this one. I love photo books. You know, instead of having, like, all these pictures that are just hanging around, if you go on a family vacation, pick out the best ones and make a photo book out of it. And then you have, like, this wonderful book you put on your coffee table, blah, blah, blah. Let's see. Free products from Vistaprint. You can get business cards or a wall calendar, a dress labels, sticky notes, all sorts of stuff. You just have to pay shipping or handling, which is only a couple of bucks. I know about you, but in the wintertime, I love soups and I love stews. And, well, I can't eat chili because beans give me gas. But we have a free Betty Crocker
Thank
cookbook.
Thank you for that. Appreciate it.
No, really, I can't metabolize beans.
Thank
Black
you.
Beans especially. Man, clear the room. Free Betty Crocker soup,
nice.
Stews, and chili cookbook. Here's a great deal. It's not free, but, man, it's almost free.
You know,
Harold's
I don't think
magazine.
I ever remember Martha Stewart doing a recipe and stopping and going,
beans,
by the way, I can't metabolize this food. So
clear
I'm just staying away.
Clarabino.
Gabino actually does work. I just forget to take it. Here's a great deal. Parents Magazine, a one-year subscription for $1. May not be totally free, but, man, it's from Barnes & Noble. And if you go to the DougStefan.com website or GoodDayShow.com website, we have the coupon code for you. Valentine's Day is coming up. You have a sweetie, Jen, for Valentine's Day?
Maybe.
Oh, maybe.
I'm working her right now.
We have a free Valentine's Day crafts ebook. So you can make all sorts of like little crafts for your honey, like invite him over to dinner and have like little crafts on the table.
I need a bottle of chocolate syrup. That's my Valentine's Day craft.
You draw pictures. Never mind. For the kitty cats, here's another one for you, Jen. Free kitty litter. You buy a 7 or an 8 pound bag of world's best cat litter, submit the mail-in rebate form, and they'll send you a check back.
How do you go from Beano to Valentine's Day gifts to kitty litter?
WADD radio. Now, we've got the football games coming up. You got the Jets and the Steelers this weekend.
Go Jets.
We've got an appetizer ebook. We've got free Valentine's Day photo cards from Shutterfly. Free Valentine's Day ebook sweets for your sweets. Free Valentine's Day coloring pages you could color together. And if it all works out, a free bridal guide, one-year subscription.
There she
right.
is.
This did take 5 minutes.
Yeah. The cheapest person I've ever met in my life, and it is the real her. Roberta Fasanelli with the Queen of Cheap at GoodDayShow.com at 28 past the hour on Doug Steffens Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Google announced that co-founder Larry Page is taking over for Eric Schmidt as the company's CEO. Schmidt will become the executive chairman and focus on business development, especially globally. Google says the move comes as an attempt to streamline decision-making and have a clearer sense of accountability. In other news, Facebook announced on its website today that they're rolling out an app for the 80% of non-U.S. mobile users not on smartphones. The app is a way for Facebook to infiltrate the lucrative worldwide market and expand their network even further. 14 mobile carriers will offer 90 days of free data on over 2,500 compatible devices. And finally, Amazon will buy out the remaining shares of Europe's online video rental service, LoveFilm, having already owned 42% of the stock. The deal's not surprising and should be completed by the first quarter of the year. Amazon is leveraging LoveFilm to further challenge Netflix in the on-demand rental arena. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Steffens Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Intuit Small Business presents Payroll in 30 seconds. Just type employee hours into Intuit Online Payroll. Wages and taxes are calculated automatically. A few more clicks to print paychecks or make a direct deposit, and we're done. In our remaining time, here's a flock of pigeons playing ragtime piano with their beaks. Try Intuit Online Payroll free for 30 days at Intuit.com. We do the legwork so you can do what you love. Intuit. Small business rejoice.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot,
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes and movies does Netflix let you watch for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct.
I can't.
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power, but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people
people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
15%.
This good day, it is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it to lift my voice. Sing a song of praise on this good day.
33 after the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program from Lake Havasu City, Arizona. Arizona's playground. Or at least the folks who are running the Convention and Visitors Bureau want you to think that Lake Havasu City is America's playground, is Arizona's playground. I will tell you, as somebody who has been here a lot, that there are lots of things to do here, a lot of fun things. It attracts a lot of people. Let me, before I introduce you to Doug Traub, who's the fellow that runs the Lake Havasu Convention and Visitors Bureau, tell you sort of what's going on here. So you, some of you who listen carefully are wondering, okay, Doug's on for a few minutes, and then Richie and Roberta and Jennifer go on, and Doug's not there. So what's going on? I will tell you in the most wonderful, most positive way that we have what is called, and we've had a few of these, and this is the world of technology that we live in. We have expectations. And when we have very expensive equipment that yours truly spends lots of money buying, and Richie works hard and Bob works hard to sort of coordinate all those things, and there are lots of people behind the scenes, believe me, there are tons of people behind the scenes who develop this equipment. The world of broadcast has changed so much in the years that I have been on the air. I used to have a big box that I carried around in a large suitcase that had to be connected to 3 phone lines at once in order for me to get on the air when I did my remotes. As a matter of fact, and I can't engage, the technical thing right now is that I can't talk to Rich and he can't talk to me. So I'm doing my conversations here from the studio live in Lake Havasu, and then Richie and Jennifer and Roberta are doing their thing. But Richie would tell you that the very first show that I did with him 14 years ago was a show that originated from England. It was a trip that I had made, and my first stop was Uri Geller's place. And I had this big suitcase and all the phone lines, and Uri knew what I needed, so he had set it up, and we plugged everything in. And literally, the first broadcast I ever did with Rich, I had 5 seconds to spare after we put all of the equipment together. We made everything work, and I had never used this way before because it was my first trip to Europe, and doing it there was different, and it was just an amazing reality. And from that point to this, this has been a series of wonderful experiences we explore, and a lot of the companies like Comrex, you don't know anything about Comrex, but not to be too behind the scenes, it's a company that develops a lot of the technology that's used on radio programs, whether they be a program like mine, the news departments in many of the big companies, CBS, ABC, they depend on this to do their long distance or what they call remote broadcasting. So we have new technology all the time that I'm testing for Comrex, and sometimes I'm testing it for the radio stations that carry the program. So this week we brought with us a brand new piece of equipment that uses the Internet and creates a digital sound like I was in the studio. But every once in a while, because it's not perfect, and understanding how the Internet works here, listen to me, Richie's laughing hysterically as I'm telling the story, like I understand technology. I know that that when we first started to use this sort of thing, we couldn't get good connections because the Internet is not a direct line. When you use a phone line or a digital line that is from, let's say, Sprint or Verizon or whatever, you have a direct connection. But when it comes to this sort of thing, you're dependent on the vagaries of the Internet, and they're not direct connections. So the equipment sometimes, I guess the bottom line is, doesn't work as well. I should like it to. However, having said that, we are able to put together these conversations, and that's the important thing because we're learning a lot about Lake Havasu and applying what we're learning in Lake Havasu to what goes on in your neck of the woods. Thus, the Convention and Travelers Bureau, Doug Traub, is the president of this outfit that is interested in having you understand how much fun it is in Lake Havasu to play. London Bridge, everybody thinks that that's all Lake Havasu is. Doug Traub, what do you say to those who say, okay, after I've driven over London Bridge, what do I do then?
Well, it's a great way to get somebody into our market to see it for the first time. But we've seen from our own visitor studies that we've just released this fall that while our most well-known platform is Home of the London Bridge, second most in our consumers' minds is Arizona's Playground. So it wasn't just manufactured from our own minds. It's actually told to us by our own folks who come here. It's a lovely place to go, whether boating is your thing or hiking is your thing or four-wheeling is your thing or even skydiving is your thing. All those things are possible right here in this little oasis in the desert.
I'll tell you something. As a guy who loves boats, I'm not a sailor, but I love powerboats. I love motorboats. I don't have one. One of my dreams is to have enough time at some point in my existence to have a little place on a lake in southern New Hampshire and have a boat that I can make lots of noise with. Or maybe I'll come here.
Well, you know, you could come here, and what you'd find here that might be different than a lot of the lakes in the United States is, first, we're legally mandated to have a water level within 5 feet. So it never varies that much.
How do you maintain
around.
That? How do you do it?
It's done by all the lakes or all the different dam systems along the Colorado.
Really?
So if you go to other dams within the system, you'll see much lower water levels where the getting your boat into the water can be rather difficult.
Yeah.
Here,
yeah.
It's always the same. Now, there's another thing that makes us rather unique that will fulfill your dream, Doug, and that is that we have no speed limits on Lake City.
Perfect.
So, well, no, it's perfect in that if you have one of these high-powered, we have multi-million-dollar boats out on this lake,
right,
and they'll be flying along these cigarette boats, and what a sight to see. At the same time, you might be out there in your own little dinghy or sailboat, and you'll be cruising along at, like, 2 miles an hour.
Right.
It's whatever your speed is. There's a gigantic lake here, wide open. There's 60-something miles along the Colorado River. You can go all the way here from Parker, all the way up past Needles, all the way up past Laughlin. It's really quite an experience.
Yes,
it's
open cruising water. So it's much bigger. Lake Mead, which people think is, if you go up to the dam, to Hoover Dam, everybody thinks of Lake Mead as being the biggest body of water in these here parks. But the way you're describing it, there's more opportunities. It may not be big and fat, but it goes further.
Well, we have our fat part, but it is a long, navigable body of water with water that you can almost drink right out of the water. It's
how
so
temperature-wise is it in terms of stability? A lot of times, like in New England, in the summertime, the freshwater lakes and ponds and streams are wonderful because they get up to 75 degrees, mm-hmm. and you can actually enjoy the water, the temperature of the water. But as soon as it gets cool, obviously the temperature of the water
the
gets
water
cool.
is very, very comparable to what you've experienced. Now, it's never going to have an ice on top, thank
no.
goodness. But you realize this river that goes right through the
it's coming down from
Lake
the mountains.
It's coming right through the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, right.
I mean, just 200 miles up the road, it's gone through those giant, spiring, towering peaks in the Grand Canyon, and it's wandering its way down here. Now, when it leaves up there, is an orange-red muddy color. If you've ever hiked along the Colorado River in the Grand Canyon, you'll see it's almost just like mud, clay.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, what happens as it goes through the dam systems down to here is the water starts to settle. And that's actually how the name came about. In 1938, the Metropolitan Water District built the dam in Parker. By 1941, it took 3 years to raise the water up about 26 feet. And what had happened was spectacular and miraculous to the Indians who lived here, because it had always been this kind of choppy red color.
Right.
And what happened in those 3 years is the water suddenly became crystal blue. And so the name come about. Havasu actually means blue-green in Indian, in the Mojave language.
Really?
So that's how the name came about, because the Indians thought it was such a miraculous transformation. Here they built these big dam systems, and the next thing you know, the water's changed from this choppy red to this beautiful green-blue uh-huh. water. That's what we have today.
You know what also comes to mind as I remember some of my daytime trips around here? This is a clean, and I'm not your spokesman. You didn't pay me to say this, but I
Well, we'll
find,
let me slip in the money later.
Well, but I'm now making observations as I'm listening to you. This is a very clean area, even though it's growing very fast.
Yes.
Maybe it's the respectability, or I'm not sure. I don't know what to attribute it to, but it does. It almost, now that I'm thinking about it, in contrast to some of the other communities around, this is a really clean area.
It's marvelously clean. And, you know, one thing that bespeaks that is that the kind of folks that live in this community are not like you're going to find in the average town in
but
America.
But everybody's a transplant. There's nobody who's – this town didn't exist 45 years
but
ago.
It's
so
like,
is it?
We're out in the middle of the desert.
Yeah.
We're 2.5 hours from Vegas. We're arguably 2.5 hours from civilization. The people
you can
that
get
have
to L.A.
chose,
in 4.5 hours from here.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Especially with your foot. I'm sure you'll get there in 4.5 hours.
I can get
5 hours is about –
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and... Great quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than $1 a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
My heartburn was like a pilot light in my chest. I never knew when it would flare up. Until I found Zegrid OTC, the only 24-hour frequent heartburn treatment with two active ingredients, a prescription-strength acid blocker, plus an ingredient that protects the medicine from stomach acid. Just one Zegrid OTC capsule a day controlled my pilot light. So if yours keeps flaring up, try dual-ingredient Zegrid OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn. Go to ZegridOTC.com for coupon savings.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend MetaFast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
Forty-seven past the hour on the Good Day program. Rich, Roberta, and Jennifer jumping in with Doug. He's talking about those connection fun things going on, and a little internet bug got to him. So he'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Until
he
then,
talked about it and you brought it on.
Yeah, yeah. Karma, baby. It's karma.
That's right. With TV news.
And the karma is that Doug always interrupts Jennifer's television report. Never gives her time. He always gives her like 30 seconds for the top story.
That's right.
So now Jennifer actually gets a couple of minutes to actually do some real TV news.
Well, you know, one of the big things that's coming out is ABC has said that they're going to smush down Nightline and they're going to start Jimmy Kimmel at midnight.
Smart move.
I think so, too. I mean, if you want to compete with all the late night guys.
It's that real clean-cut looking dude who's doing Nightline, and I can't even tell you his name anymore.
Yeah.
I don't get to stay up that late.
I'm watching, if I'm up that late, I'm watching Leno, and then I might switch over to Jimmy Kimmel. So,
yeah.
I don't know. All right, also in the news for cat lovers like me, Animal Planet's going to have a show for cat ladies. It's called Must Love Cats, and it's hosted by John Fulton. He's a songwriter. He's going to travel across the U.S. to meet enthusiastic cat owners and cat experts.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, cat fancy, here we come. Also in the TV news today, I'm not sure if you guys heard about this, but you remember the show Sister Wives on TLC?
I do.
Yeah, yeah. It's about Cody Brown and his, I think he has 3 wives and 16 children.
Right.
Yeah, well, he's in trouble with the law in Utah.
Yeah, you knew that was coming.
I know, because, they figure, hey, this guy, we're going to start investigating him for felony polygamy.
Right.
So he packed up his whole entire clan, his brood, and he's moved them to, guess where? Where would you move your family if you had multiple
let's
wives?
Let's see, New York City? No.
Vegas.
Vegas,
baby.
Why not?
He says that it's not because of the investigation that he's just moving to Vegas for work, but yeah, come on.
Yeah, and what does he do for work?
You know, that's a really good question. I can't imagine that he has time for much of anything.
He's a show. Yeah,
I know.
Absolutely.
Also, Heroes creator Tim Kring, love him. He does a lot of great kind of sci-fi show. He's got a pilot out now that was just picked up by Fox. It's called Touch. And it's kind of a cool concept. It's about a guy who finds out that his mute autistic son can predict events. Ha!
Cool. All right.
Okay.
I'm good with that.
Cool,
sounds
all right.
Sounds like a cool show that we would all watch because we're all into that kind of fringe stuff. Here's the problem, though, and Roberta and I were massive Heroes fans.
Oh, yeah.
It just faded. Like,
yeah.
The guy had nowhere to go with the story. I mean, it was really cool for 2 seasons, and then it started to just...
It keeps it going for too long.
And I loved the first 2 seasons.
Yeah, and then it just went nowhere. So, I mean, if he's going to do something, you better deliver for more than 2 seasons, Buster.
He needs to have an out plan.
Yeah. All right, 2 more stories. Give it
All right, Ricky Gervais, he's a hot buzz after hosting the Golden Globes.
Yeah, not in a good way.
Yeah, right?
He said that this is going to be his last year, that he doesn't think he's going to go back and do it again.
No
big
kidding.
Surprise, Ricky. I don't think they're going to invite you back, but whatever.
Yeah, right.
He's also got got a cameo appearance coming up on The Office. So keep your eyes open. He's going to be in the background because they're going to start merging the two shows. So keep an eye out for him. Also, How I Met Your Mother, they're going to reveal who Barney's dad is. And guess who it's going to be?
Who?
John Lithgow.
Really?
The cast. Yeah.
I love Lithgow on television.
I know. He's fun.
Is it a regular part?
Uh-huh. It'll be a regular thing. I don't know if it'll carry into next season, but he'll be around for the rest of this season, which is cool. Plus, we always have to get in our Charlie Sheen news.
Yeah.
The Estevez Sheen family is going to be writing a tell-all. Martin Sheen, Emilio Estevez writing a tell-all about their family. Can you say capitalizing on their embarrassment, brother? Poor Charlie.
Yeah, they're going to be teaming up with Lohan soon.
I know.
It's 51 past on Good Day.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know the former vice chairman of the Federal Reserve Board of Governors, Mr. Alan S. Binder, conceded that the North American Union style of free trade will put as many as 40 million American jobs at risk of being shipped out of the country in the next 10 to 20 years? Is this what Americans want? Do they want to go into depression and people be without work and cannot support their families? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. 1-800-516-8736.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Welcome back.
This is a very interesting experience. And having, Rich says I can't say any more on the air, having done this as long as I've done this. But perhaps another way of stating that, I have probably encountered almost every technical problem that there is to encounter. And you know what? At the end of the day, the light of eternity is not going to judge me as to whether or not all the lines worked on January the 21st in Lake Havasu.
The heroic efforts of your crew to pull through this.
Right. You're watching all
they
of
could have been surrounded in a wagon train by Indians, right. Fired upon, and yet miraculously they've made it through again.
We have poison arrows. That's how we win.
The West has been won again.
Doug Traub is the president of the Lake Havasu Convention and Visitors Bureau, and in and amongst the, a couple of the little bleeps and burps here, it was good because Jennifer only can get her time for the television report if I'm not able to speak. And that was the circumstance then. I was happy to hear John Lithgow is going to make it back big time. Meanwhile, the thing that I'm liking about being here and that I have liked about being here, and I was saying this before to Doug, the essence of cleanliness, the things that you can do. We were talking about all the boat experiences that you can have, and there's camping and obviously fishing and four-wheeling. What kind of golf courses are there around here?
We have some excellent golf courses.
I wouldn't expect you to tell me that they suck.
You know, I would tell you that they're good. I would not have been so extravagant in my praise if they were not really great courses. Right. I will tell you that When you look at what our visitors do when they come here, it's one of the top eight things that puts Havasu on the map.
It is.
Golf, yes.
How many good courses do you have?
We have two very exceptional courses here, and then we have several that are reasonably good, and for the price, they're pretty darn good.
So you have you have membership course, you have the usual stuff. You can join a golf course and be a member, or you can go pay a day.
We do have a private course here, which is also very exceptional. I left that out of the mix, but okay. Yes, you could say there's three really good courses within drive range. Within an hour drive range of here, that was just like if you go to Myrtle Beach or another golf destination, you have to do a little driving to get to these courses, to get to the nice ones. And the same will be true here. You have to maybe get in the car and go 45 minutes to get to one of the three I've mentioned.
One of the things that people like to do, but they don't know where to go to do it, in an area like this where there's a lake, there have to be planes that land on the lake. You know how Lake, what's
planes.
In Seattle? What's Lake, Lake Union? Okay, yeah. A great example of a lake that's practically downtown, and they bring the seaplanes in, and I said biplanes, but yeah, seaplanes.
We have
both. We have some biplanes around here.
We have biplanes, we have seaplanes, we have helicopters, we have old World War II vintage double bi-wing planes.
Yeah.
We even have the ultralights, which are like flying go-karts. And these are things you come in and get a trip and rent for $100 or less in a lot of cases. Balloon rides, all of it.
They call them paraplanes, I think. Do they not?
Some call them paraplanes, but I know that they're known in the industry as ultralights. And they're like a go-kart on wings. They're unbelievable. You look up and you see this guy on a go-kart flying through the air.
Wow.
You
know what?
You too could be one of those people.
The parasail.
We do that also.
Right. The parasail is the go-kart with a parachute on the back of it.
On the back of a boat.
Parasail. I mean, parasail.
Right.
There's a paraplane that has, as you described, the little go-kart. But they have, I flew one of them, and I don't even remember where I was because it had been a long time ago. But I remember getting onto the plane, and I saw one here. It has a parachute. But it has you have the ability. The guy spent a half hour teaching me how to fly this thing. It has a big fan propeller system behind it. And you sit there and strap yourself in, but you've got nothing around you.
I mean, right.
You're just
hanging by a basket in midair.
All. Exactly. And you take off. And I remember, this may have been in Vermont or someplace. It's not important. Other than I was on a farm. And there were electric wires all over the place.
Oh, great place to fly.
And I'm beginning to lose altitude.
We recommend the flight. We had
5,000. Yeah, exactly. But there's not anything like that around here. Although
we actually have an airport here. It's an airport where you can bring your own private plane. We don't have commercial service, you taxi off of that runway, and then a lot of times the visitor who's going to go up on one of these things will take right over the lake.
Yeah.
So if the worst came to worst, you're going to ditch over water and you'll be just fine. But this hasn't happened that I'm aware of. But it's a great experience, ultralight flight here, and you can do that in Havasu.
We have a few seconds left. Big gun area. People love to go shooting ranges, ranges.
Outdoor shooting range, and then one of the only two indoor shooting ranges in Arizona.
Yeah.
And you can actually go in and fire a machine gun if you like indoors.
That's exactly what everybody
Let me tell you, I know that gets the blood going on some of your listeners.
Yeah,
so
that'll be great. We'll come down here and get a machine gun, get an AK-47. The only thing I might do is aim it at the local telephone company. That might be. They may be good.
Oh, let's not point blame at them. Then.
Okay,
no, we know where the blame really resides.
Doug, thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for having me here.
Yeah, happy to have the extolling values and virtues. Doug Traub is the president of Lake Havasu Convention and Visitor Bureau. We're learning about lots of things today, which is hopefully what we do every day. Good day, 59 past the hour.